Hey, brother, you can know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to sing What a Day That'll Be in a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, while you're standing, I'll just close by reading the last verse of the chapter. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him he shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The first time he came to take upon himself our sins, to do away with sins, and if we look for him, and I don't believe it's far off, he's going to come again the second time without sin. He's going to lead us to a place where sin will have no more dominion over us, over our body, our mind, our spirit, a place where we'll be totally free and we'll live in that environment with him forever and ever 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 and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. 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 I think that there's being everything possible done by the powers of darkness to keep the church from looking for the appearing of the Lord. They'd have us look for everything else. Many theologians would say, well, we ought to look for the Antichrist. We ought to look for this. We ought to look for something else. I'll tell you, you've got to look only one way. You've got to be looking for Jesus. 2 Timothy says, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Paul said, and not me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. I hope he comes tonight. Hallelujah. I love his appearing. Hallelujah. And I think we ought to renew our confidence in the second coming of Christ. We ought to sing in a worshipful way, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. What a day that will be. Hallelujah.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see.
Close your eyes for just a moment. I just want to say to everybody here, I believe that when you accept Jesus Christ and he does that total inward work, that you can know you're saved. You can have confidence and assurance and peace that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And in order to get that, sometimes you just have to obey the Word, be willing to confess him publicly, to humble yourself before him, to affirm your faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and his entrance into heaven for you. And I just feel, even if there's only one person tonight here that
maybe you don't have complete confidence in your salvation, total assurance that if you died tonight, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, I would ask you, just reason together with us from the Scripture. The Bible says, come reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they can be white as snow. If there's a record of sin against you, that's the most serious thing confronting you in your life. That can be taken care of tonight. And if you'd be honest enough just to come forward, and by coming, you're saying, Jesus, I want to accept you and have my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to have my sins done away with, and I want to make it clear that I want to be your child. And you want to have that total peace. We just want to pray for you. If you've never done that publicly, if you don't have that kind of peace, would you be honest enough to come tonight and stand at these altars and just let me pray with you? We'll sing one chorus, and then we'll pray.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Then
let's just bow our heads. Is there anybody else? It's hard sometimes to put pride down and embarrassment publicly, but it's too important an issue to let go by another night. If you're not sure that you're saved, why don't you just come forward? I'll ask some of our leaders here that are in the first couple of rows to come and just individually stand and just lead each one of these in a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's anybody else, you come. Somebody will just come and pray with you. Let's just softly worship God, all of us, quietly together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank you for the work that you're doing in these lives. Lord, increase their faith to believe that you've done away with their sin now, Lord God. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, we thank you now. And we know that you give your people peace. You said in John 14 that you give us peace, not as the world, but you give us peace that the world doesn't have. We don't have to tremble or be afraid. God, I pray as we're leaving your sanctuary tonight, we'll consider what a privileged people we are to have peace. Peace, hallelujah. Let's softly sing that song, I've Got Peace Like a River, as you're leaving the sanctuary now. And just be thankful as you go, because the world doesn't have it. You got it in your conscience, in your spirit. God can give it to you, and you have it. Thank him as you go out these doors tonight. Let's sing it as we go.
I've got